The Mishnah in Megillah, Daf Chof Amud Beis, Kol Hayoyim Kosher L'Kriyas HaMegillah, L'Kriyas Halel, L'Kriyas Shofar, a whole Rishima. But the Erev Tzach and the Rishima is Daf Masechta Megillah, Kol Hayoyim Kosher L'Kriyas HaMegillah. The Seif of the Mishnah, Kol Halayla Kosher L'Ketziris HaOymer L'Heptech Halom V'Evorim. And then the Mishnah Taka says, Zach, Klal, Dover Shemitzvosi B'Yoyim, Kosher Kol Hayoyim. Dover Shemitzvosi B'Layla, Kosher kol alayla. The Gemara says it's even coming to be marbet. Dover she mitzvah si biyoyim is liisuye sidr bazichin. The dover she mitzvah si balayla liisuye achilas psachim. Asugi. The Rishonim shtel, we know mikra megillah, chay of odom, Gemara daf dalet. Chay of odom, liquor says a megillah balayla, but it's noise of a yoyim. Mikra megillah is sai by day and sai by night, twice. When though, in the Reish attack, it says, kol hayoyim kosher l'mikra megillah. It should say in the Sefer, Kol Halayla Kosher L'Mikra Megillah. In the Sefer it says, Under Minyonim, Ksira Sa'oimer, Hektach Halam Mevar, Fabosh Teignish, Vegin Kriyas Megillah, the Laila and the Mishnah. Zok the Rosh, Taisa Rosh, the Mordcha, other Rishonim, because the Iker Din Kriyas Bayoim. There's a Hekish from Zechira to Asiya, and just like the Asiya, the Suda, is only Bayoim, the Gemara of Zayin, Suda's Purim, Sha'osa Balayla, Layotzi Dechavosoi, the Iker is Bayoim. Is there's a hekish zechira to asiyah that the mikra megillah also the ikar is bayoyim, and that's why I didn't say it in the Mishnah. In Turi Eben, state an Ander Mahalach, he says that we know that the chiv of mikra megillah and the emes all the mitzvahs hayoyim of Purim are more than a derabbanan. They're dibrei kabbalah, and dibrei kabbalah has a hechra madrega than a derabbanan. Dibrei kabbalah, ken zayin there. Sofik derabbanan lekula. Over a suffix divrei kabbalah l'chumra, can't say nasach under an afkaminis, over the etzim yisoy nadover, that the chiv of mikra megillah and all the mitzvahs of yoyim is midivrei kabbalah. Zot to Re'evan, that's only the chiv of yoyim, the mikra megillah by yoyim. Mikra megillah by lai was only the rabbonon. Efshev ha'min zen shpeta, it's negei zachen. Over chiddish, dos alein is a very chiddish, that the mikra megillah by lai is only the rabbonon. And the Mishnah therefore only mentioned the one of the by yoyim, which is the chiv midivrei kabbalah. There's a Chuvitz Binyan Shloima, he goes a step further, he wants to say, the Makar of Mikra Megillah Balayla is a member from Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Chayiv Adam Likris is a Megillah Bayoim, Balayla of Lishnoise Bayoim. If it's Zogi that it's Taka, in the Zman HaMishnah, it wasn't yet the Chiyiv of Mikra Megillah Balayla. Medina, the Divrei Kabbalah, and Medina the Mishnah, it was not the only Mikra Megillah Bayoim. We don't find the Musaq of Mikra Megillah Balayla in the Mishnais. As I was like, this is Gorachish. I once saw a different shot. Azay. We know this Mikra Megillah Bayoim is Kol Hayoyim, but Lechatchila you're only supposed to start from Netzach Hama, not from Alois HaShachar. That was Be'emes, the previous Mishnah, on that Chof HaMer Aleph. Ein Koyin Es HaMegillah, V'Loi Molin, V'Loi Toivlin, Ad Shetan Netzach Hama. The Kulan She'osa Misha'olam HaShachar Kosher. With the Eben, you can start from Alois, but Be'emes, the mitzvah is from Netzach Ham. When is the Mikra Megillah of Laila? L'chayru Tula Alois. In between Alois and Netz, what status does that have? L'gabi Mikra Megillah. The Morgan Avram brings in Tofresh Peches from Sefer HaMenhogim that if a ger is misgayer after Alois HaShachar before Netz, it's already too late to do the Mikra Megillah of Laila. He was Megayah then, it's fine, and he'll do the Mikra Megillah B'yoyim. But it's too late for this Ger. Ger Shin is Gayer, La'achar, Alois HaShachar, on Purim, does not have Mikra Megillah of Laila anymore. And the Magen Avraham is Medayik that he's stating this Sefer HaMenhogim, Makadmoin, that a regular Yid could be Yoytza Mikra Megillah of Laila after Alois, up till Netz. It's a special thing by a Ger. Ger Shin is Gayer, La'achar, Alois doesn't. And the Machatz HaShekel explains why is the Ger different. Because Be'emes it's not so posh that Ger is Balayla. Now this Ger obviously is Falozinzich. After Alois, he's already considering it Yoim. If he's considering it Yoim, he can't go now do Mikra Megillah Balayla. It's hard for the Sasri. It's like, B'di'evet, you could say, it's the same thing in Krishma you have. B'di'evet, you could do Krishma Balayla after Alois. And B'di'evet, you could do Krishma of Yoim before Netz. But you can't do both. That's the type of the Sasri. This Ger and this guy are lame. For him, that his whole gerus is nevusis on this, that he assumed that after Alois is Yoim, he can't have Megillah of Laila after Alois. Or a regular Yid could have Megillah of Laila up till Netz. The Magen Avraham is Medayik, that from the Sefer HaMenhogim, and the Magen Avraham himself is Shtar Tcholet. He says, no, the musig that Kriyishma you're allowed to do after Alois, b'di'evet, Kriyishma shalaylo, is because b'chol zoif there are people that are still sleeping, and by Kriyishma the kaveya is b'shach b'chol kumecha, and b'chol zoif there are people sleeping. However, by somebody that's definitive of yoim and laylo, after Alois hashachar is not laylo, and mikra megillah of laylo for anybody, not just for the ger, can't be done by after Alois. And that's the vikubat the Magen Avraham with the Sefer HaMenachem. But upon him, saying that all time, and that's why the Mishnah didn't say if you'll name on time that Mikra Megillah of Laila could go to mates. That's why the Mishnah didn't say Dover Shakosha Balaila Kosha Kala Dover Shmazvasa Balaila Kosha Kala Laila, because that's going on things that are only going to go to Alois. Since Mikra Megillah Meiz Atam, we see that you're allowed to go to mates. So that's why it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. However, it's not a riot from that. We said a lot of other Hasberim why didn't say it in the Mishnah. Now the Emes is, unless you're going to get stuck with the Tarta de Sasri, in the tkufa between Alois and Nates, the Emes, you can be yoytze both. It's Shred Zeglev, you lane once and you have the Chapara in both dinim. Oh, but the Emes is, we have a Mogen Avraham that brings a Sefer Menachem that Mikra Megillah of Laila can go to Nates. And it's in the first Mishnah that B'di'evet you can do Mikra Megillah of Yoyim from Alois. It says, Lechatchila from Nates. Over the Kulan Shaos Mishalom Ara Shachar Yotze. But the late Eimom is Yoytze Beid. Avad, Ishtei Chai, Vitris is a Megillah. Balayla vil shnoyse beyoyim. This raid that the etzim it's all I attempt to get to vil shnoyse. The ikrachiv is vil shnoyse beyoyim. Aber wie macht man das zweite Mal bei Tag? Der erste Mal bei Nacht. Avada, if you miss by night, the person can bring. They talk about it, but Avada, you can't lay twice by day. First you miss by Laila, that's it. I have a sad, maybe there's an Indian should become a mukif, that I don't know, that from Varazayn. If someone was a prosy and he grabbed and missed the Mikra Megillah of Laila, and if the first and the first, you can't lay twice by day. Is there an Indian he should go verzich a mukif? There's a whole shayla of a mensch can verzich, it's an vader, of an aniach, yeah. Aber a person that missed Mikra Megillah, there's a zuch and verzich a mukif. On that Gemara and Avdalit, Omer Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Chai Vodem Likris Yasa Megillah Balayla V'Lishnoysa Bayoim. So the Gemara there says, Sover Mino Likriya Balayla U'Lemisna Masnisen Bidei Biyamama. There's a Havli that the Gemara, the B'nai Yeshiva, Rashi explains thought, that when Rabbi Shua ben Levi said, Chai Vodem Likris Yasa Megillah Balayla V'Lishnoysa Bayoim, they thought it meant Mikra Megillah by night and Mishnayus Megillah by day. That's what their Havli was. I can talk an extra attach. We know the ikar of Purim is by day. The suit is only by day. The mitzvahs are only by day. What's the evidence? They thought that your mikra megillah is only by night and you learn mishnayos by day? They thought fakert that the ikar can be mazbu with the medrash tanchuma in parshas noyah that be'emes there was a nasa v'nishma on tarish v'ksav but it was kafalim harki gigas v'gabi tarish v'alpeh and the kimu v'kiblu me'ava of Purim oibazoi which is for richting the inyan of kafalim harki gigas on tarish v'alpeh. On Tarish of Tzav, it's showing Giveran Asav and Ishma. It's the Icarus Tarish of Alpeh, as they thought that by night you lay Megillah, and by day you go even higher, we learn the Mishnais. That's what they thought. That's the Taich in this Havamina, that they learn Mishnais. The Fregan Achroinin, the Rashash, the Kuriyevin, the Fregan Achroinin. How could the Bnei Yeshiva have thought, Rabbi Shulman Levi's member of Chai Vodim Likaris is the Megillah Balayla? The Lishnois of Ayoim means that you should say, you learn Mishnais, Mesech the Megillah by day. It's a Mishnah. Call Ayoim Kosher, the Kriyas Megillah. Not a Mishnah. Ain't koyrenes a megillah elam in etzachama a mishnah that mikra megillah of day, not mishnayis. Zok the turi even these bnei yeshiva thought that the concept of mikra megillah by yoyim is for someone who didn't lay it by night. That says the emes taka they thought that mikra megillah is by night and mishnayis by day, and the mishnah that talks about mikra megillah by yoyim is going on someone who didn't lay it by laila. Now the plea is, frek the rishash, the mishnah says that mikra megillah of yoyim you have to wait till next. But the Emmet, with the Kmech, they can talk in front of Lois. Why? There was such a lane to Megillah by Laila, doesn't lane Megillah by day, what this happened. The mission is going on a person who didn't lane yet. So why can't he lane after Lois? In the Monashuch! If Lois is still Laila, he can be Lois still Laila. If it's already day, so the dinner, if you miss by night, you lane by day. How could it be a Kpeda? What, it's a Ben Ashmoshelazad, that it's Loise, but Loise, it's a Briev, it's an Atzmoy. The Monashuch is Be'etzim, the Chiv is only by Laila, the whole Musa go Mikra Megillah by Yoim. Is a hashlomba, a tashlumen as I call what you want. Why would there be a kpeda that lechatchil has to be from Alois? As I frek the Reb Shlomo Kluger and has a goyis in Shulchan Aruch on the Turi Evans Teretz. And frek noch a kasha. They thought that there's a nin of Mishnayis by Yoyim. So the Mishnah should say, Kol Ayoyim Kosher the Mishnah Megillah. Also, then Zichur should have said, Kol Alayla Kosher the Mikra Megillah. We talked about that before, why the Mishnah didn't talk about it. That was the Iker din like then. And more than that, You tell me that it's Mikra Megillah Balayla, and Mishnah is by day. So when is there Mikra Megillah Balayla? Someone that didn't lay Mikra Megillah Balayla. This year that didn't lay Mikra Megillah Balayla, and he's going to do Mikra Megillah Balayla. Then he doesn't have the din of Mishnah. He has both the summer. Because he didn't do Mikra Megillah Balayla, so now he won't have the din of Mishnah Balayla. So the Mishnah should still say, Chai Vodem Likri, Lishnois is Mishnah is Megillah Kalayla. Like this happened. But Biyam and Zay Pashtan and a Mishnah. Avara does a Shveta. If you learn that Medina did get Mishnah, there wasn't even a din of Kriyas Megillah Balayla, it was first Mishadish afterward, then it's not Shver, that it didn't mention it in the Mishnah. Then it's not Shver. Sudas Purim, Sha'achal Balayla, lo yotzi yidei chayvosei. The Gemara says that on the Zayin, Yimei Mishnah v'simcha, the Sudas Purim yinai yotzi balayla. Like this Havmina, the Iker was to get to the Mishnayos, which is by Yoyim. But the Sudas is only by Yoyim. Fred the Turei Evin, on the Zayin, Purim is Avada by night also. We clear that there's a din of Mikra Megillah Balayla. But Avada is Purim. The Hainu, we're telling you now, you're not doing the Suda Balayla. And the Stama Mishloach Manas and Matanas Navayanim Mishloach Manas also, not by night. Or Befrek to Turei Evin, there's a din Purim is also the Hesped Vitainis. Leil Purim is not also the Hesped Vitainis. It's not Purim. It says, the Gemara is Arshas, you may Mishnah Vizimcha, only by day. Leil Purim is Mutter Behesped Vitainis. There's an Isser Hesped Vitainis on Purim. Avada is Noi Balayla also. More than that, there's a Havamin and a Gemara and a Lufiyah Emes and Yerushalmi that there's Isser Malacha on Purim. Frek the Turei Evin. There's no Isser Malacha Balayla, the Isser Malacha of Purim. There's only Bayoim, Avad is Balayla also. Tavos Epis, Suda is only Bayoim. It's Purim. Why can't you have Suda Balayla? So he wants to say it's Alderuch Inyan of Yontif, that just like by Yontif there's a din of Simchas Yontif, but Chazal Darshan by Pesach, by Sukkis, they darshan that Leil Yom Tov Rishon is Nesmayit from Simcha. The marvel Leil Yom Tov Achron, but it's Nesmayit Leil Yom Tov Rishon. The doymel is that that's the musik that is a miyit. It's Nesmayit Leil Yom Tov Rishon. Nesmayit Leil Yom Tov Rishon. That's the taich. Oh, but the Turei Evin, when he's reading Dorot Hasinyan, he wants to bring a raya. He's handling that. He says it's a malacha. But it's even balayla. I bring the raya. Efshe someone will say no. Maybe taka Purim is only balayla. Balayla. There's no isim malacha on Purim. There's up. Bring the raya. I bring the right for now, Yerushalmi. The Mishnah says, Hoyakoisva, Dorsha Umagi, if a person was writing a Megillah, if Im Kivin Liba Yotzim Lavla Yotzim, he was writing a Megillah. Frek the Turei Evin, Frek the Yerushalmi, how was he writing a Megillah? It's also, it's a Simulach on Purim. How was he writing a Megillah? There's an Isser Malacha. As I fret Yerushalmi. Zokta Turei Evin, why can't the Yerushalmi answer that we're talking about the Mikra Megillah of Laila? If you'll tell me that Isser Malacha is only by Yoim, Yerushalmi can say, the Mishnah, but Yekoisis, if it's a Megillah, is by the Kriya of Laila. This is assuming not like the Binyan Shloima, that the Mikra Megillah of Laila is Medina the Mishnah. If you learn that Medina the Mishnah, there was no Mikra Megillah of Laila, you can't do it. But we're assuming Turei Evin answers not like that. The Mikra Megillah of Laila. Why couldn't the Yerushalmi say that's not by Laila? Zokta Turei Evin. Because there's Issa Malacha by Laila also. Avad Issa Malacha is even by Laila, so you can't say that in the Mishnah like that. So what does the Yerushalmi answer? The Yerushalmi says, you know what's the case of Yekosef Issa Megillah? It was a Purim Mishulish, and you were in a Mukif, and in a Mukif, we know Purim Mishulish, yeah? The Kriyas Megillah is on Friday, over the Issa Malacha is Shabbos. Does he stay in Yerushalmi? The Issa Malacha of the Mukif is on Tesvav, Shabbos. The Kriyas Megillah is on Yudalit. It's good. We have a case, you're writing the Megillah, there's no Issa Malacha. The Chiddush, that the Issa Malacha is on Shabbos. Right? Even though we push the Megillah back, and Matanis Lev Yoinim is on Friday, this Suda is on Sunday, B'chulei, Aber. When is the Issa Malacha? On Shabbos. The Santa Mice, Fret the Horsamech, Meshachoch. He has another terrace to the Yerushalmi. Maybe the Yerushalmi's case is you were writing the Megillah on in the Kfar. We know that the Kfarim used to lay in the Megillah on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. They would be Makdim Liyam HaKnisa. Megillah Nikras, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis. In this year it would be Yud Aleph. Because Purim is on a Sunday, you have to push back. The Yom HaKnisa is all the way back to Thursday, to today, is Yud Aleph. This is the one time, out of the 7 days of the week, this is the one case in the Mishnah when Megillah is Nikras on Yud Aleph. When Yud Aleph is on Yom Rishon, Mikra Megillah is pushed all the way back to the Yom HaKnisa on Yom Yirah. Akaponim, the Kfarim Lein on Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel. There's no Issa Malacha then, Nemteron. The MS, that itself is a huge Chakiri. You can start clearing all the details about the Kfarim. They laying the Megillah on the Yom HaKnisa, but when did they do the Megillah of night, if such a thing existed? When did they do Mishlach Manas? When did they have Issa Malacha? The Chulet. You can clear Al Prati Dinen. Aber Nemtan the Meshach Chokmah. There's no Issa Malacha on the Yom HaKnisa. Is they're coming to be Misapik Ma'im Mosel Achem? Yeah. When is the? So why can't the Rishami say that? Zokter Ateretz Azay. The Lashon of the Mishnah is the Koysev Issa Megillah. Koysev Issa Megillah is the pshat that a person is laying by himself and he's writing the Megillah. Can't be doing it for Rabbi. You're not being Koysev for the whole Rabbi. Megillah Shaloi Bezman Atzarach Asar. The more that hey, Megillah Shaloi Bezman Atzarach Asar. Only Megillah Bezman if we don't be Yochid. Are you Koysev Issa Megillah is obviously in the case when it's be Yochid, and if it's be Yochid, it can't be going in the case of the Kfar. It's an interesting chiddush. Tzidua, a lot of people are noig on a Purim Mishulish, they're very machmir. They say that when you're laying in Yerushalayim on Friday, it's not really the Iker's man. And it was it's called Megillah Shalom Bezmana. And you need to do Afki Basar. And there are people that are noig, even women that listen to Megillah afterwards, they're machmir, there should be at least a minion of woman. That also counts. The Asar of Lavdaka has to be the Dorish of Dusha Shabbat. So there should be Baravim. And there are a lot of people machmir on Purim Mishulish Taka that you can't just stand as you're waiting for an Isha Levat. She has to go with a minion of Noshen, a minion. Like this Meshach Chochmah is born out like that, because he's saying Yerushalmi didn't want to Zetzerayim how you koysev Issa Megillah in Kfarim, because in Kfarim you have to lay in Barabim with Basara, Mikra Megillah Shalev Ezman is Basara, and koysev Issa Megillah is not Barabim. And what does the Yerushalmi answer? That it was a Purim Shalish. Shtei Kolon Yerushalmi, the way that Meshach Chochmah is learning it up, that there's no Issa Malacha, that the Kriyas Megillah on Friday on a Purim Shalish is not called Shaloi Bezman, it's called Bezmana. As I come to this. Tzidua the Machlokes Mishoyim, the Shitas HaBahag, which is brought down at Toysis on the Avdalid, and it's brought down at Shulchan Aruch and Tofresh Peites. The Bahag says that Avad and Noshe Machayev and Mikra Megillah, but they can't be Moitzi and Noshe. Women are also Chay, Aten Hoi Boise Anes. But when Isha is not Moitzi and Ish, why not? His Toysis and Sukkah says it's not Mazayas Kovar, it's not, it's Zila Ben Milf. Ten times the Yevid maybe. It would be, it's Zila Ben Milf. The Emes is that the Bahag himself said, the Yisoy, that even though Noshe Machayiv, Apinoi, Bois, and Eis, but they're only Chayiv in Shmi as Megillah, and they're not Machayiv in Kri as Megillah. And since they're only Chayiv in Shmi as Megillah, and they're not Machayiv in Kri as Megillah, that itself is the Hezbo, why an Isha can't be Mighty in Ish. Because Takashi is Machayiv, but she's only Machayiv in Shmi. How could she be Mighty in Ish, who has a Hecher Adarav of Chayiv, that he's Chayiv even in Kri? That's the Bahag of Shitosi. It's brought down both Bahags there, in Tafresh Peites. The Etzim goes together in Tishtikla. The Bahag is telling a bet that Api Noi Ba'is and Eis is only Mechayiv and Shmi, not in Korea. Therefore, the Bahag says that an Isha can't be Moitzi in Ish. The Turi Evan learns a little different. The Turi Evan says, what's the type that an Isha is not Moitzi in Ish? The type that an Isha is not Moitzi in Ish is because the Emes Api Noi Ba'is and Eis is only a Derabbonon. And we mentioned earlier that Mikra Megillah is Divrei Kabbalah. It's a higher Madrega than Derabbonon. But the chiv of Noshim is not only a derabbanon. I think like Nes is only a derabbanon. And Isha, who's mechuyiv midirabbanon, can't be moitzi an Ish, who's mechuyiv a hechra madrega on divrei kabbalah. That's the taisha of the Turi. The Bahag itself is important because Isha is only mechuyiv in Shmiya and not in Kriya. The Turi Evan is masbir differently. And Isha is mechuyiv midirabbanon, and Isha is mechuyiv a higher madrega midivrei kabbalah. We spoke out before that Balayla. Mikra Megillah line is only the Rabbanon. Lefize, like Turi Evan, an Isha would be able to be Maitzin Ish by Laila, Vikhadish. Then an Isha, the whole reason why an Isha can't be Maitzin Ish is because Isha is made the Rabbanon and a man is a higher Madrega, the Rekabalah, of a Balayla, the Shavit. The Turi Evan has another Cheshbon also, it's Negei, he wants to tell you that in a Purim Mishulish, when in a Mukif you're laying on Friday, you're pushing it back, that's only the Rabbanon. With the Rekabalah, the Seisti says that a Yerushalmi can't be Moitzi someone who's a prazi on a Purim Mishulish, because the Yerushalmi is only Mechuyiv Midirabbonon. And the prazi is Mechuyiv Midiraisa. No, Balayla he would be able to! Because Balayla anyway is Mikra Megillah, Balayla is only Midirabbonon. So again, we have Noshim that I'm only Mechuyiv Midirabbonon, and we have that on a Purim Mishulish we're saying that the Mukim is only Midirabbonon, and the man is Mechuyiv Midiraisa. We came out of Zayin with a very big chiddush that an Isha would be able to be Moitzi in Ish, Balayla. Tremendous chiddush, like the Turi Evan. I want to go one step further. The Marcheshet has a whole Arichas over here. Oh, but the Emes is like the Bahag also. It's not in Grace of Chedushim. The Bahag says that Noshe Machoyev in Shmiya, men are Machoyev a Hefner Rechiv of Kriya, and that's why Ish is not more finish. What's the types that are Ish is Machoyev in Shmiya, and the man is Machoyev even in Kriya? My high. Why is Apin Oye Barzenes less of a Madrega Rechiv? So, you could say in Nusach, the Gemara says, why don't we say Halal on Purim? So the Gemara says, a few terutzim. One of the terutzim is, Kriyos Zu Halila. Mikra Megillah itself is an expression of Halal. It's not the regular Halal. It's not Halal HaMitzri. It's not the Halal that we're saying about Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's a special Halal. The Kriyos Megillah itself is the Halal. Akka Dekach Tzidua, there's a famous Me'iri that said that if someone doesn't have a Megillah, so Lachol HaPochus, he doesn't have a Megillah on Purim, let him say Halal. Which is a very big Kiddush, because the Pashtas, the expression of Halal of Purim is an underserved Halal. It's the Halal of saying the Seder Shtalos of the story of Purim, not to say that Yitzias Mitzrayim. However, as I state the Me'iri, B'cholik was saying that the Kriyas Megillah has in itself also a facet of Halal. Also. It also has a facet of Halal in it. Only the men are Mechoyev in Halal, and that's the din Kriyas Megillah. The din of Pirsumi Nisa of Megillah is the Shmiya. And Noshim are also Atein Oyeboy Tzenes. Men have another Chiv Noisif of Halel of Kriyas Azu Alila. That's the din Kriya. That's the Chiv Noisif. You could say the difference is also that the Chiv Noisif of men of Kriya is a din of Muhammad Amalek, the din, to remind ourselves about Amalek, and then only men have that Chiv. Over, there's other Nuschais, over at Tzara Shabbat Shabbat, that we're looking at, there's a Chiv Noisif of Kriya. There's the Chiv that everyone has of Shmiya. There's a Chiv Noisif of Kriya. The Marcheshes wants to say, Lamashal, that if you learn that the Gedder of the Chiv Noisif of Kriya is Halaldik, he says Halal is only by day. Oyvazoy Balayla, also men are only Mechoyiv and Shmiya. Oyvazoy Balayla, a lady should be able to be Maitzi a man. The din of the Bahag should only be Vayoy. Earlier we said, like the Turi Yevin. We said, like the Turi Yevin. The reason why a lady can't be mighty a man is because Ish is the Rabbanon and Ish is the Rekabalon. But that's only true by Yoy. By Laila, they're both mid the Rabbanon, so they can be mighty. Now we're going in the Nusach of the Bahagale. The reason Ish can't be mighty in Ish is because the Isha is only a Chiv Shmir, and the Ish has a Tosefes Chiv of Kriya. What? The type of that Tosefes Chiv? Hala. Hala is only by Yoy. By Laila, Ish can be mighty in Ish. When an Isha lanes by herself, she's taka supposed to say the bracha l'shmoya Megillah. Lo shemanu that balayla, when we don't change the nusach of bracha. Okay, like plug in the nusach, leisnish. Avada, we don't say l'shmoya, even by men, when you're laning by night. If we don't say the taish, that by night, we're only mechoyev in shmiya, like the marcheshes. Amol, inet gebol zogun, abroyis l'chiddish. If an Isha is Kairi Megillah for a man, according to the Bahag of being Masber, what you weren't Yaitza is the Kriya. But L'chair in the Shmiya din, that their Chiyav is Shove, the MSU were Yaitza already. Then at the whole time, even though we don't like the Meiri of a L'chol HaPachas, if someone heard Megillah from an Isha, so the Chiyav Shmiya he was Yaitza. What's left? His Halal Dekadin. Can a Zog and Halal? Azaybi the Meiri Zog. And when a person, the Chalal doesn't have a Megillah, there's a Musak of Halal. Azaybi the Gazak of Sashfalt. That, which is a chiddush, because Pashas in the Bahag, when the Isha is not moitzi and Isha, it's b'chlal, you're not yotzi. Now we're saying, no, as the Shmiya, she could not give you moitzi, because she's a baruch yuvah like him. Only in the Kriya. So we're saying the Shita of the Bahag, that Isha is not moitzi and Isha. Tosfos brings down over there, it's brought down also in Shulchan Aruch, that who are the Andragis? And a tumtum can't be moitzi Megillah to an ish. Now, but Pashtus, that's only because of the Bahag. If you hold that an isha could be moitzi an ish, then certainly an adroigus and a tumtum can't be worse than that. Oh, but the Beis Yosef brings the tzad that know that even on the tzad that an isha could be moitzi an ish, androgynous is worse. And there's up to Sach Torah that what could it be the pshat? Androgynous is not able to be is able to be moitzi, even on the tzad that an isha is able to be moitzi. Avodim is a machlokes Rambam in the Torah. The Rambam says that only an Eved Meshuchrer is Chayiv in Megillah. And the Torah says an Eved is also Mechayiv in Megillah. And the Machzah Shekel already explains, what's this machlokes if an Eved is Mechayiv in Megillah? We know that Noshim Achayiv because Afinayi Baisenes. What does Afinayi Baisenes mean? It's a machlokes. Does it mean that they were also saved? Haman wanted to kill them and they were also Nitzel Menanes? Or they caused the Nes? Because Esther, Isha caused the Nes. Zotim Achsa Shekel, if you learn that Afinayi Baisenes means that they were also saved, so some of the Avodim were also saved. Haman wanted to kill some all the Avodim of Yidden also. And with Kanani, as a shtickle, then of Yidden, some wanted to kill them. But if you learn Afinayi Baisenes means they caused the Nes, the Nes wasn't caused by Avodim, the Nes was caused by Isha. An Eved, not. And the result of that, yeah, because Haman was an Eved. And Homo and Avada, was going to kill himself also. The sinner was a Zoy Grace. He was going to, Maharu, Hashem Abi, he was going to kill himself also. As Eved. And it was he was Goyim Dinis. We have that the Eved was Goyim Dinis. It says that, you know, Esther made the Suda for Achashverish. It was on, they fasted for 3 days on Pesach. It was Tezai and Nisan. And it's in the Zimdik and the Psukim, I think the Chem Sofer said, it says the first day she says she wants to invite him to Suda Ela Suda Asherasisi Loi. And the next day it says Asherasisi Lohem. So there's a pshat because the first day was Yom Tov, Pesach in Alev, Oichel Nefesh. And Esther herself is fasting. So who is she allowed to prepare the food for? In Alev, prepare for a good. There she prepared it for Haman. Haman's Shtikal Yid. Haman's an Eved Kanani of a Yid. He belongs to Mordechai, so she's able to prepare for him. The next day, Cholomoyd already was Asherasisi Lohem. She was able to make for both of them. But on Tezai, that was on Tezai. But on Tezvov, It was not only able to be for Haman, and then talking the next day by Yishpais Haman Mimachros, by Yishpais Haman Mimachros, it's Tez Zayinis, Yishpais Haman Mimachros. But Haman is a shtikla Yid. So a Bezoyer could say that Eved also was Goyim Dinis. A Bezoyer, I once wanted to say that can be Nupshat, maybe androgynous. Why androgynous won't have a chiv? It's a shtikla shver. But if you tell me that Etzem you need Afinayi Baisenes, Dinis, they caused the Dinis, and even Eved, we came up with an Eitz, Haman. But androgynous, if you learn Afinayi Baisenes, they were going to get killed. Mestam Haman wanted to kill all the androgynous as us. But I don't know about any androgynous that was Goyim Dinis. An androgynous wouldn't have the chiyuv. The Ramban in the Masechta Megillah writes, he quotes the pasuk in the Megillah. Ma ro'u al kocha umohi gi aleyen, which is the lesson of the pasuk. Lasois prozim v'mukafim. The Ramban is asking Akasha, why is Purim 2 different days? Why didn't they make one takana all the same day? All other things in Klal Yisrael, one day. What's happens? We split up. We make a spalt. Ma ro'u al kocha umohi gi aleyen lasois v'im prozim v'mukafim. So the Ramban explains because the emes the prozim were more of a sakana because they didn't have protection and they made a yom tov for them and then they went weiter and they make also for the mukaf. The Chassam Sofer writes in our, it's Parshat Al Bikul Torah. If would everyone be the same day, we want to have Kishe Elu Loim Dem. Now there's Yeshivas Mordechai Tzadik over. Amol, Volkidam Zayin, that it had to be separated into 2 days. The Gemara in Yevamos Avada has all the Richas, it's a problem of what it's going to do. Oh, but the Meshech Chochma says, he touches up, it says in the Pasuk, Divrei Sholoim Va'emes. The whole problem of what it's going to do is going to come to Machloikis. But over here, because it's emes, that was mitchila the takana to do it that way. It's not like it's going to do. That's the emes what they were misakin. So it's divrei shalom for emes. It won't come to a machloekes. Because there's no problem of lois is going to do. Because over here, it's divrei shalom for emes. It's emes that was the original siva. About it's a machloekes. What lois is going to do is because of nira kishtei toiris or because of machloekes. But either way, it's going to be over here shalom, and it's also emes. It's not nira kishtei toiris. That was the takana. There's a minchas chinuch, speak about this every year. There's a minchas chinuch in mitzvah shin samach beis. This is in the halachas of shiluach machanais. There's a halacha of that they're tameim, I have to leave, a mitzvah has to leave Eretz Yerushalayim b'chlal, and a tamei meis, and a zov, there's different madrigas of tumah. And a mitzvah l'mashal is not allowed to be in any city that's mukav chayma. Can't be in Yerushalayim or any city that's mukav chayma. Now, legavi mukav chayma, there's a lot of halachas. You're allowed to eat maaser sheni. Only in a mukav chayma, you're allowed to eat. Pashas only in Yerushalayim, but a lot of Rishonim say no. You could eat Ma'aser Sheni in any mukav chayma. Kotzim Kalam also you could eat in any mukav chayma. You can't get to any other mukav chayma because there's a psul yotze if it leaves Yerushalayim. But the etzim you could eat it in any mukav chayma. There's a sugya in tzochim and zvochim. It's called gagin v'alis. is the gag, the second floor, or the roof of a building, does that have kedusha of Mukaf Chayim? Maybe Mukaf Chayim is only if you're in the bottom. It's a whole sugya. If Gagin Valias Niskachu, I loy Niskachu. Could you eat my Sersheni in Gagin Valias? Could you eat Kachem Kalim in Gagin Valias? Claire the Minchas Chinuch, is there Mikra Megillah in Gagin Valias? This says, you know, a Prozi lanes on your Dalit. And a Mukif lanes on Tesvov. Does the Gagin Valias have a din of Mukif? As I claire the Minchas Chinuch in Shin Samach Beis. It's nothing to do with Megillah. It's in Mitzvah Shin Samach Beis in Parshas Nosoi about the Mitzvah of the Kol Tomei, the Kol Tzeruah should leave the Machane, and he's talking about the Mesogim of Gag and Valias. So there's a Havor there, a Shur, he says, who are the Legavi Mikra Megillah? You should dan if the Gag and Valias of a Mukav Chaymah has the Chumra, has the din of a Mukav Chaymah that lays on Tezvav. Is the Chord is a Gavaldik Taina, a Gavaldik Kasha, the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch is clearing, if you're in Yerushalayim, let's not even be here, you're Mamash in Yerushalayim, Ir Atika, but you're not on the first floor of the building, you're on the roof of Eish HaTayr. Maybe it's not, you're not going to land on Tesvav. Maybe it's Gagin. And he's Mechadish Lavort. Gagin Valias Niskachu. There's a din by Megillah of Somach Venira. By Mikra Megillah, we know as long as you're Somach within a mill or nearer, you can see the Mukif. What's the whole clarity about Gagin Valias? That it's, and he's the Mikha's going to say a Chiddush. That it's considered Mukif Chayma. Mali, if it's Mukif Chayma or not, it's not worse than Somach Venira. If in Harnov, Malayt on Tesvav, so on the roof of Eish HaTayr, you're not going to lay on Tesvav. It's not worse than Samach Venir. Shverim in Cheschinach. So we try every year to answer this kasha. So once I said a teretz that there's a din by Mukav Chaim, Mikra Megillah is only if there's Asorah Batlonim in the city. And there's a Machlokes Tosfos in the Ramban. The Ramban says that a Mukav Chaim also was only if there's Asorah Batlonim. If there's no Asorah Batlonim, you don't lay on Tezvav. This was Negei Halacha L'maisa before Tovshin Chav Zayin. There was no Asorah Batlonim in Yerushalayim. From Tovshin Ches. Before Tovshin Ches, Avara, there was Yidden in Altishtot. When Tovshin Ches, then the Tzioinim took over. And then there was no Yidden in Yerushalayim, in the Ir Atika, until Tovshin Chav Zayin. For 19 years, there was no Yidden in Ir Atika. So there's no Asorah Batlonim, so you don't lay on Tezvav, but Teres says there was Asorah Batlonim in the Somach Venira. And Meisharim is given Asorah Batlonim. Yeah, or maybe the Pshat in Somach Venira is the Pshat of Chakira. It was Negev then, in those years. You have to first have a Mukif, and a Mukif needs to have Asorah Batlonim. If there's a Mukif, and it's Chal, then of Leah, Gris, Megillah, but Tezvav, who are in Somach Venira land? But you can't have the Asorah Batlonim in the Somach Venira. The Asorah Batlonim have to be in the Mukif Alei. I don't know. It's enough. It suffices that the Asorah Batlonim are in the Somach Venira also. Ladina, we don't pass them like that. We pass them like Tosis that you don't need Asorah Batlonim in Mukif. It's a Zohar Zashar. Habachiklaret Amol, that could be a Teres of Mechas Chinuch. He wants to know if you have a Mukif that doesn't have Asorah Batlonim. All the Batlonim are on the Gag. They're not in the Mukif. They're on the Gag. He has to be Mechadish that Gag in Valias has a din Mukif. Amol, we said a Teres that Somach Venira, what if you're so far away you don't see the Mukif, but all you see is the Gag? Seeing the Gag and Valias of a Mukif is called Nira, in the Gedarm of Somach Venira, if you're only Roya the Gag. Far Yoren, last year, I think by the Purim Suda, someone was Machadish, that maybe if it's the 97th floor of a building, it's more than a mill. Somach means a mill. Yeah. Maybe it was you could have a case of Gag and Valias that's not Somach to the... Yeah. To the what's it called? Basement, Shnavim Varazan. The Siyat Dishmaya 2 hours ago, Chagetracht Anaya Teretz for the Kasha, Mechavirat Machin Trutzen for the Kasha. Anaya Teretz for the Kasha. The Bir Alocha brings from the Bikura Yosef, from the Birka Yosef, there's a din of Sofik Mukif. There are a lot of cities that are Sofik Mukif. Sofik Mukif lanes on Yudal Antisvov. Sofik Mukif can either be because we push it, don't know chronologically if there was a, it was Mukif Chayim Yosef Shobinon. Another famous example, the Gemara's example of a Sofik Mukif is Tveria, because Tveria is, one side is the Kinneret, it's not a wall, and there's a Shailah, that's considered Mukif. The Gemara is Masufik. If Tveria, so Tveria lands on Yidalat as well. So there's a Shailah, the Bir Aloch is bringing it in Tafresh Peches, if there's a din of Samach Venira on Sofik Mukif. If there's a din of Samach Venira on Sofik Mukif. Tveria, the Gansa Shailah, of Somach Venira on a Sofik Mukif. L'moshel, Everyone, when they talk about the Shiloh of Prozi and Mukif, the classic way of saying it is, are you Yerushalayim, and then you go to Bnei Brak, and you go back to Yerushalayim, which we came before, all this, after all this. Lehevi Yidua, that Bnei Brak is somewhat venerated to Yafo, and Yafo is a Sufik Mukif. So Lechore Bnei Brak is a somewhat venerated to a Sufik Mukif. Is the emesis, the Bir Alokha, the Chavetz Chaim, brings from the Birka Yosef, there's no somewhat venerated in Sufik Mukif. Chazmishon, and there are people that are marking Bnei Brak, and the Chazanish, that there's Choshish, somewhat venerated to Sufik Mukif. No, I think only for Mikra Megillah, not for Shara Mitzvah. Say, Kol Echad Yivchar Chum Reis of Shavu Reis Alei Lechem. But Akuponim, the Birka Yosef says that there's no Samach Veneer in a Safak Mukif. I'm curious to know what they do in Tveria. Tveria is a Shpitz, Safak Mukif. Are they knowing Samach Veneer? What if people are outside the Alta Shtar of Tveria? What are they doing? If someone can be Mavar to me. I want to know about Yericha also, because there's no Asar about Lanam and Yericha, but there's a little Yishuv next to Yericha, Mitzvah Yericha. I think they lay on Tezvov. Yerichai had a chayim in Yemais Yeshua Benun. Yeshua Benun showed up and it right away fell down. Is that called Yemais Yeshua Benun? It's like Tzaboyim Ka'achas. I think they're knowing Tetzvav, that's my Varzan Dinyin. V'cholay from Vazach HaKlar Zogin is I have a new pshat in the Mechaz Chinech. If you have a Gagin Valiyas in a Sofik Mokif, if you go with the Birka Yoyf, there's no din of Samach Benir in a Sofik Mokif. So the Chumra of a Sofik Mokif that lands on Yedal and Tetzvav, the Mechaz Chinuch wants to know about the Gag and Valias of this Sofik Mukif you have to lay on your Dalit as well. Al Sofik Venera you would only lay on your Dalit, because we're going to go with the Birka Yosef, there's no Sofik Venera in the Sofik Mukif. Or the Mechaz Chinuch Mechadish, no, but there's Gag and Valias in the Sofik Mukif. So no Chateretz for the Mechaz Chinuch. The Gemara of Zion. Omar Rava, Chayiv Inish Levesume Vipuria Ad Lo Yoda Ben Arhon Lo Baruch Mordechai. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, Medina, in Tafresh Tavi Heis, of Beis. We pass it like that. It's a big machlek, for Shoyim, the Balamor, Rabbi Mufrayim. They say we don't pass it like Rava. They say there was a story afterwards, come Rava, Veshokat Lerav Zera, and therefore, that's why does the Gemara bring down the Maisa, to show you that we don't pass it like Rava. Frek the Paiskim, the Gemara says that the next year he invited him again to the Suda and he didn't want to come because Lav Kol Shaitis Rakesh Nitzta. If it was Mizbatal Din, so why shouldn't he come to the Suda the next year? Aber Severta Gansa Shaila and the Paiskim, the remote brings down that you should go to sleep, fall asleep from the Shichrus. The lesson over there is Yishta Yoyser Milimudai. It's a famous word from the Shagasari. A person should drink on Purim. Mer v'yet gelernt. There was a gelernt mer, so take a drink in mer. There was a veniger gelernt. Veniger. Yish the yoyser mil yimuda. The Gemara says, in chul and avches, Omer abzeir amr shmuel, li bein sakin v'shachet v'shchitos ekshera, chiduda koydim u'libuna. If a person shechts a behema with a very hot knife, you don't have to be worried that maybe the behema died from the heat. Avad the chiduda koydim u'libuna, the sharp of the knife, is what kills the animal, shechts the animal, and not the heat, and therefore it is a good shechita. There's a part from the Chasam Sofer, he brings from the Haflo, that the Haflo said, his Rebbe, the Haflo, by Yisudas Purim, and the Chasam Sofer says, even though it was by Yisudas Purim, he's makabal, but that's the pshat, that Vibalta was come Rabbi Shochet to Rab Zera, so Rab Zera is the one that's able to say, and he wanted to say it was with a hot knife taka, and Rab Zera is able to know, b'yidia, that li ben sakin v'shochet, chidudo, koidem l'libuna, because he knew the Metzias, al basora, he knew that that was the Metzias. Now, I had a shtickle of the lashon of the Gemara in Chulin is Omer Rav Zeira Omer Shmuel. How is he quoting it from Shmuel? It's Egan Echidish. He knows it from Egan Echidish. How is he quoting it from his Rebbe? Unless he told his Rebbe the Pshat, what he felt, and his Rebbe was Makabal, then he's quoting his Rebbe saying that's the Pshat. Shtickle of Omer Rav Zeira Omer Shmuel. The Bnei Sosso brings from the Rizal that every Chodesh is connected a different part of the Parzif of a person. He has a whole Arichas in that. And Chodesh Adar is connected to Choytem. It's connected to nose, it's connected to Chush HaReach. And he wants to say, because Avada, what we're trying to do is we're dealing with a tikkun on the Chet of Adam Arishon. And he explains that by the Chet of Adam Arishon, all of the Chushim were involved. All of the senses were involved. Vateira Ha'isha, Vatikach Mipiriyah, Vatoichal, Vayishmu was Koel Hashem Bagan. All the chushim were involved, but not Reach. Reach was not Nifgam. Reach is such a evil azach. It's dover shaloi nena min haguf. It's dover that's not. It's, the neshama is nena from Reach, not the guf. Reach is mamish. Reach wasn't nifkam from chet. Reach wasn't nifkam from chet. All the other chushim were nifkam from chet. And the yisoid of Adar is chayv adam adalo yada. A person loses all his chushim. Adalo yada. Well, I don't know if he says that, but what wakes you up maybe sometimes afterwards is you have to give him smelling salts, you have to wake the person up. Oh, but the pshat and purim is a person comes back to the shoyrish. They say the world was created on chet, on ra, but then it was nifgam, and it was nifgam with all the chushim, except for reich. Adar is the time of the tikkun from that inyan. Adar avada is keneged elul. We know that the two halves of the year are attached to each other, and there's a pasuk in Bereishis. It says, "Lulei hismamonu ki ata shavnu zeh pamayim." Lulei is Elul. So lulei hismamonu. If someone missed out on Elul, ki ata shavnu zeh pamayim. Now you have a chance. Adar is, you have sometimes two others. Lulei hismamonu ki ata shavnu zeh pamayim. Adar is groisa. Okay. We always say over the Gemara in Beitza, haroisa she yiskaimu nechosov yita bohen ador, which Pashup Shat the Gemara says means there are a certain kind of a tree. Or Berkenzayin is a word over here. If a person wants his nechosim to be mekuyim, vaseret koyin given and cheshv and kislev teves and shvat, so then it's patshkin avek the adar. Haroitz she yiskaimu nechosov yida ben adar. A person has to nutzois his adar say koydon the matan toyer fanader say v'acher the matan toyer fanader. Zaman oismutz in the adar. Just curious, one more word. And chayiv inish nufsume bekuria adal yada ben arham levorch morcha. So we said it's a shayel d'ramor, but he's handling some say that you're not. You don't have to be machmir, you can be semach on the balamor. And there is an insomach of the balamor, and there's no frying. And there is an machmir. So the Shari Tshuva, where he brings from a sefer, Amude Shamayim, that brings from his oven, that he was noig bebachrusoi, mamish kipshutoi, adol yada. But if someone is cholosh betivoi, or he's worried that he's going to come to dvorim she'enim kahoigin, so ain't loy wishpes yosemi die, v'rayil adover rivo. So he brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in the Shari Tshuva, v'rayil adover the rivo. Who's the rivo? So the Shari Tshuva explains the Rivah is Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi. Doesn't mean the Rishon the Rivah, it means Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi. He brings the Gemara in Nedorim Daf Memtes, Eichet Al Yerushalmi in Shabbos. Then a certain Matronisa saw Rabbi Yehuda Bar Iloi and she said, Moiri V'Ravi, meaning he looked that he was shikr. He had a shine on his face that he looked like he was shikr. And she was saying, Moiri V'Ravi, on one hand you're giving her raw, you're a rav and you're paskinim and you're shikr. And he answered back, Himnusa B'Yodo Da'itza, he says, he swears there, the Arvad is not true. If I was toying from wine, b'chlal, only kiddush, havdol, and arba koisis. And even from that, from arba koisis, from Pesach till Atzeres, until Shavuos, I have the hashpah from the wine, I can't be soiled with. So why do I look like that? Elo chokhmas odom toyer ponov. That's what Rabbi Yudabari Loi told him. But what's his excuse? He says, what, you think I'm shikr now? I'm passing, I'm shikr. I don't drink b'chlal, only kiddush, havdol, and arba koisis. So the Masha already asks, what about birchas hamoz and arba kois? What about simchas yontif, cholamoy every day to drink? But what's mit pura? Wasn't it doesn't make the Shari Tshuva bring an Araya that Avad he didn't drink on port. Is Araya another smach to the Balamor? So I heard from the Jim Sasemis says that if Shanish Avad he would drink on port. Now it says he would drink on Dalit Koisis and it would be Shvi and Bis Shavuos. Wasn't the Oish with Bis Shavuos like it was 49 days till he got out the wine. He meant bis shavuos. Shavuos kumt amat and toira mit akabolas a toira. Then the wine was able to was pug toikif ayayin. Zokta avada rabbi de baleiti trinkin purim aichet. Oh, but purim alein is a shtik shavuos. Purim alein is the yoyif amat and toira. By Pesach there was the arba koyzes the ashpo had to go to shavuos. Af purim erat ken trinkin mit the adle yado on the chals vibal purim itself. Yeskimu v'kipu me'avo. It had that bechin of shavuos that the ken trinkin it was gleich. Glad given Shavuos. So when Zoyche Zayn Taki Yadir Eine, Zoyche Zayn to the richtige Kabbalah and Asogis, was we can also know from the greatest of heaven is coming.